This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee spent a long period in the opposition before becoming the Prime Minister, but he never compromised on his principles. He said this is why Vajpayee was known as Ajat Shatru, a person without enemies. Mr. Shah was addressing a program at Nimbahera in Chittorgarh district of Rajasthan after unveiling a statue of Atal Bihari Vajpayee and inaugurating various development projects on the occasion of Vajpayee's death anniversary. Mr. Shah said that as Prime Minister Vajpayee always kept nation first and took several historic decisions. A licensed firearm was accidentally discharged at Varanasi Airport in Uttar Pradesh today while security formalities were being carried out for a passenger scheduled to travel to Mumbai on an Air India Express flight. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said the passenger had declared the firearm along with 21 live cartridges at the check-in counter as required under the prescribed procedure. He was then escorted to the designated screening area for mandatory security checks. During handling and inspection of the weapon, a round was accidentally discharged, injuring two screening personnel. The government has debunked a video being circulated on social media by Pakistani propaganda accounts, which claim that President Draupadi Murmu has given a statement regarding the setting up of an inquiry commission related to Rafale aircraft. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, has informed that the claim is fake. PIB informed that the President of India has not made any such statement. Army Chief General Dhiraj Seth embarked on an official visit to Nepal today. The three-day visit aims to further strengthen the close defense cooperation and military-to-military ties between India and Nepal. Tomorrow, General Seth will lay a wreath at the Army Pavilion, Tundikhel, and receive a guard of honor at the Nepali Army headquarters. He will interact with the Chief of the Army Staff, Nepali Army, and will be briefed by the Director General Military Operations in Nepali Army on issues of mutual interest. In Jammu and Kashmir, the much-awaited Sungal Tunnel on the Jammu-Poonch National Highway has been open for public movement, providing a major boost to connectivity with Rajouri-Poonch and Nowshera. Constructed by the Border Roads Organization through the Kalidhar Range, the 2.79-kilometer tunnel will bypass a difficult stretch of the existing route, reducing the travel distance by around 13 kilometers and saving considerable travel time. Built at a cost of around 600 crore rupees, the tunnel is currently open only to light vehicles from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. In Indonesia, a 14-day emergency response period was declared in East Nusa Tenggara province today after a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Flores yesterday morning. According to a decree issued by the East Nusa Tenggara governor, Melki Lakalena, the emergency response will remain in effect till the 28th of this month. The measure is intended to facilitate disaster response, evacuations, relief distribution and recovery efforts in the affected areas. Indonesia's National Disaster Management Agency said that the earthquake and 341 aftershocks had killed 51 people and injured 113 others. In basketball, China defeated Qatar 118-66 in the FIBA Under-18 Asia Cup competition at the Veer Savarkar Sports Complex in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. The Chinese team dominated from the opening quarter and maintained its control throughout the game, securing a convincing 52-point victory. In cricket, India were 413-6 against host Sri Lanka on the second day of the first test of the two-match series at Galle when reports last came in. Earlier in the day, the first two sessions were washed out due to a wet outfield caused by heavy rains, leaving India on their overnight score of 288-2. The second and the final test of the series will begin from the 23rd of this month in Colombo. Union Minister Manohar Lal paid tributes to freedom fighter Maharani Avanti Bai Lodhi on her birth anniversary today. Speaking at an event at Karnal in Haryana on the occasion, the minister said that the contributions of brave women and great warriors to the country's freedom struggle can never be forgotten. He said Maharani Avanti Bai Lodhi displayed exceptional courage and valor in fighting British rule during the 1857 uprising. He said her sacrifice and patriotism continue to inspire the younger generation to serve the nation. The National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology has launched a national cybersecurity and artificial intelligence hackathon named Cyber Kushti 2026. And with that, we end this news bulletin.